This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Surprise! High health deductibles defer treatment and kill people. Sometimes the gap in understanding the impact of wealth differentials, or what in the old school we call class differences, is so stark that it just blows the top of my head off. An example today in the New York Times was so clear that it forces me back to beating a drum I was hitting all too recently about the impact of high deductibles for so-called skinny health plans that were allowed by Congress and the Obama administration to qualify under the Affordable Care Act. The headline was promising: high deductibles, deferred treatment. Okay, it was a no-death thing, but sometimes there's no harm in stating the obvious until people get the point. Then reporter Reed Appleson provides this assertion about deductibles, writing, "High deductible plans have become commonplace, a deterrent used by companies to lower healthcare costs by discouraging unnecessary tests or treatments." He doesn't challenge that claim. He offers it for us all to swallow whole, hook, line, and sinker. No, Reed, high deductible plans are not a deterrent to lower health costs. They are a way being used by companies to force their lower wage workers to elect not to take the measly but qualified health policies that offer their workers so that they have no insurance whatsoever, saving the company 100% of the cost and allowing them to avoid 100% of the penalties. Wake up and look around at what is happening to lower-income, service-based workers in nursing homes, home care, mental health facilities, janitorial, wait staffs, and other jobs, please. The story tries to recover. Since the reporter can't fathom the millions of workers priced out of health coverage by their low wages and their company's draconian health plan, he does understand some random study since it has a Harvard connection, and lo and behold, finds that women with insurance deductibles of at least $1,000 will delay or defer treatment. I could provide the names of literally thousands of women working in nursing facilities under contract with our union that would jump at the chance to have health insurance with only a $1,000 deductible. Instead, the economics of the situation make it more financially attractive to pay the penalty for not having health insurance than to pay 9% of their gross wages and thousands of dollars in deductibles before they could access any health benefits. Need I mention once again that this is all about a company avoiding 100% of any health care costs for its hourly workers and not about discouraging unnecessary tests and treatment? Appleson helpfully notes that half of all covered workers are enrolled in plans with a deductible of at least $1,000 and that 11% of covered workers have a deductible of $3,000 or more. The phrase covered workers is a critical one here. The tragedy and the failure of our national health program and the loopholes it allowed employers is in the uncounted millions of workers and their families who are deliberately priced out of care. Perhaps you can imagine the intended consequences for millions of working families who have deferred necessary tests and treatments because they are caught in the gap between not qualifying for Medicaid and their company's skinflint policies. We could start with the hundreds of thousands of headstones in the nation's cemeteries of men and women dead before their time of preventable causes. Write that story in the New York Times. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.